Hi guys, and welcome to episode 71 of the Chase the Red Grape podcast. I'm Jen, here with David.
Hello.
And we are bringing you a podcast on goal setting today. Let's just have a look at goal setting as a whole. What is goal setting? For me, it's telling ourselves and others as well that we want to change or we want to gain an achievement. So from doing something over Lent to a 5K, career dreams, skills, hobbies, to all your major future plans, we all goal set.
Yeah.
But when does goal setting become a problem? When do we put too much pressure on ourselves or not enough pressure? It's finding that balance in between with goal setting. So do you find that time flies without you realizing? Do you think back and feel like you've achieved nothing? Then maybe you're someone who needs to set some goals. However, on the other hand, do you feel like you're always on the go, moving from one task to the next? Are you really tired? Then maybe you need to look at why you goal set and how. Everyone needs to goal set, as I've mentioned. Everyone will goal set, even if it's a big goal that you set for yourself or a small one. Something that you may keep to yourself or something that you may tell others about and you're, you know, like, for example, I'm going to do a 5K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might just be something in passing or it might be something really, like, set in stone that you're going to do.
Yeah. But every goal should really follow the same formula. Formula. That's a good word.
Good word.
I feel all... Well,
science.
I mean, you know how I always talk about how we should experiment on ourselves because that's the best way of finding out what works for us and what doesn't? This is another prime example of doing
it. Yeah, exactly.
So it's just another experiment that you can do on yourself to gain the best version of you. Don't you just love that?
No.
It's like all those motivational signs that you see like carved into wood and people have above like on their walls and in their bedroom and you're just like, oh,
so you
God.
Just kind of walk into their house and go, I don't think we can be friends anymore.
I'm so sorry if you have any of those things.
But some are good.
But anyway, there's three different parts to goal setting. So the first question that you have to ask yourself is why? Why do you want to do something? Why do you want to achieve this goal? Is it drive? Is it something internal within you that you just want to achieve? Or is it an external expectation? So something that someone externally is putting on you. So for example, a goal at work. Or is it something that you want or need?
Yeah. I'll just add, if it starts with, I think I should, don't bother.
No, that is not a good reason.
Just stop right there, because that's something that you've put on yourself or think that other people expect of you or something like that, that it just can't end well. You're not doing it because you want to do something, and therefore you either won't do it or you won't enjoy the process of doing it.
Yeah, I think it needs to be 100%. You need to 100% know your why. So take, for example, that 5K. You know, your why would be maybe because you want to get better at running, so you think this would be a good challenge to do. Or for some people, it might be that they want to get fitter. Or for some people, it might be that they want to raise money for charity. Hmm. That's your why. But if your why is, well, I think it's one of those things that I should do. Yeah, that's too airy-fairy. And you need to be clear. You need to have that clarity.
Yeah, so if you turn around and go, oh, I just want to be better at something or feel better or, you know, as Jen said, these kind of airy-fairy, woolly phrases. And it's that classic, you can't measure that because even if you did do something to feel better, in 10 weeks' time, you just feel like normal. Even if compared to 10 weeks ago, that is better. You don't know it anymore. The normal has changed. So that's where you need to set something that's very kind of concrete. You know, I want to be able to achieve this. So I want to be able to achieve a 5K run rather than I want to be able to run better or further.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be anything.
You need to be clear.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be, you know, if you want to set a goal for yourself, it's okay to be a bit anal with that. You know, it's okay to be a bit like, no, I'm going to be clear and concise in my goals because that is how I will achieve them.
Yeah. And also the goal doesn't have to be, and we'll probably elaborate a bit more on this later, but the goal doesn't have to be something massive.
Yeah.
It can just be something really basic. Like, I can't even think of an example, but it doesn't have to be, I want to run a marathon if you've never run before.
That's a prime example.
And we've said about that before.
I want to run a 5K. Well, some other people's goals might be, I want to run a marathon. You know, so the 5K seems really small, but that's okay. If that's your, you know, some people might want to run a marathon, but somebody else's goal might be, I want to buy a house. You know, so, you know, goals are different. It doesn't matter what your goal is. If it is important to you, big or small, then it is important in your world. And that is the main thing.
Yeah.
So the next step in goal setting is how. How are you going to do it? So you need to make a plan. And then take this plan and break it down into chunks. Let's just run with this 5K one here.
Run with this 5K.
Run with the 5K.
Well done. Boom, shh.
Don't say I'm not funny. I know where it's at.
Okay. You took the words out of my mouth, quite literally.
So let's take this 5K. There's no point in going, my goal is to run a 5K, so let's try running a 5K. That's madness. Before you run a 5K, you need to first be able to run 400 metres. One lap around a track.
Well, first of all, do you have a pair of trainers?
Do you have? Let's buy a pair of trainers. Let's run one lap around the block.
Yeah. How far is...
You know, can I run one lap around the block without stopping? Yeah. Do I need to walk? You know, you need to break it down into these small, manageable chunks. And that is how you achieve these things. It also takes the pressure off.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. I am definitely someone who, if I am given a goal or set a goal, I sometimes can't see how I would get from where I am now to that final bit. And because of that, I go, oh, I can't do it, or I don't want to do it, I don't like it, it's not fun anymore, I'm not doing it, I'm stopping. Whereas actually, if I could figure out the 10 things I need to do, either there are 10 things in order I need to do, or just I need to do 10 things, I find it much more manageable. Because instead of trying to do one goal, I'm trying to actually just do 10 little ones.
Well, as I explained to you, it's taken that example of... So I've got... in my performance review at work, I had...
A task.
A task, a goal set for me that was external. So you need to achieve that before your next performance review. And as you said, you can be like, oh, God, this is going to be crazy. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Or... It just seems like madness, or you don't know how to get there. But if you take, say, that 10 steps and you create either a fluid 10-step thing that will take you from A to B, A to Z, or whatever.
A to B.
Two steps.
A to three.
Or maybe it's, I just need to achieve these 10 different things in order to gain that one goal.
Yeah.
Often breaking them down into chunks, you can be like, well, I need to do that. But that's cool because I'm already doing that.
Yeah.
And I need to do this. Oh, yeah, I'm doing that too. And this other thing I'll be able to do once I start this project. Yeah. So that's really cool. And then suddenly you find you're actually ticking these things off and you're getting that sense of achievement, ticking these things off. And suddenly the goal doesn't appear as massive as it did when you were just thinking of that overall thing. In terms of time frames, you need to work out whether or not time frames work for you. Take someone like me. If I set myself a goal, with the tendency that I am, I know I will achieve it because I will be able to stay focused on that and I will be able to break it down and get it done. But somebody else might not want a time frame on them because they feel that that's pressure and that pressure makes them go, I don't want to do it anymore. Or maybe it's not a time frame you need. Maybe it's some external motivation that you need.
Yeah. I mean, for me, there's a balance between a deadline helps, But then if that deadline is not realistic, then you start to feel pressure. You start to, again, not want to do it. And I don't like this. And it, mm-hmm. it's not worth it anymore. So, and this is where we're saying with the experimentation, it's trial and error. You know, you may start a process and go, I'm going to achieve this in 3 weeks. Brilliant. That might genuinely be a great plan, but then something happens and you now can't do it in 3 weeks because you got busy or you got sick or injured or whatever, and now it's going to take 6 weeks. But that doesn't mean that you pack it in because you went, well, I said I was going to do it in 3 weeks and now I can't.
Yeah, and so it doesn't mean you're a failure either. I mean, I know if you take, once again, that 5K example, the 5K might be the race date,
yeah.
You know, is your deadline. So you know you need to be able to do it before that. For some other people, it might be that, say, for example, by the next CrossFit Open next year, I want to be able to do a handstand push-up. You have to realize that you can put in a lot of work, but you don't know whether or not you will be able to do that,
yeah,
by the time the Open comes around. So maybe a time frame or a deadline doesn't work for you there, because you're, in order to achieve that goal, it's just going to come from time in general.
Yes.
Working on it, spending time on it, but it's kind of out with your control because it all depends on how your body reacts.
Yeah. And it might be when doing these little steps, these intervals might be good, because you're like, well, until I finish step one, I can't do step two.
Yeah, so
let's... you use them as like mini... they're not even deadlines, but they're just checkpoints.
Yeah.
Oh, I've done step one. Cool. I can now move on to step two.
Step one, I need to be able to get upside down.
Yeah, I don't know how long that will take me, but I know that I can't do anything until I get to that point. So I'll just keep trying that.
Yeah. So it's just knowing you and knowing your goal and knowing whether or not that's going to work for you. And if a time frame or a deadline doesn't work for you, that's cool. That is cool.
It can change.
So the next step is, next and final step. So we had our why and we had our how, and now it's the duration. And the main thing that you need to remember, as David just mentioned, is things can change and that's okay. You can stop with a goal because you figure out, I don't actually want this anymore.
Yep.
Or you can change and modify your goal. You are allowed to grow and you're allowed to change your mind. Please remember that. Just because you've set yourself a goal and just because you maybe have told the whole world about this goal does not mean to say that you have to continue with it if it's no longer serving you.
Like I had, using the running example, a few years ago, I had this thing in my head, I want to be able to say I've run a half marathon. So I was training for it, realized I don't even enjoy this. I'm not even getting to the point where I can run a half marathon yet, and I don't enjoy it. And then in the end, I went and did a Tough Mudder instead, which was much more fun. Got to do it with a bunch of people. There was obstacles. It was cold and wet. But it was just, I could change my mind, and that was okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with goals, you know, guys, goals are going to be hard. And sometimes the steps you take to achieve a goal are really thankless. You know, it's just really, it can be tough times. But ultimately, those tough times are going to be worth it if this goal is 100% for you and what you want.
Yeah.
Even if it is like a goal at work, you know, if you want to progress in your career, then it is something that you want to achieve. Or maybe you can talk to your manager to figure out how to grow it in the way that you want to do it, or you want, you know, if you think that there might be a better way of achieving it, yeah. You know.
But that's the classic thing at work, where if you actually spoke to your manager and go, I want to do more of this kind of work, then a lot of managers will go, well, if you like doing that, then we're going to try. We can't promise you that you're only going to do that. But if we know that someone's super enthusiastic to do X, Y, Z, then we would use that.
Yeah, please remember, your boss always wants a happy workforce because a happy workforce works better.
And stays there.
And stays with the company, yeah. Within the goal, if you're feeling pressure at any point, I think it's time to just stop and reflect. Maybe you need to break down those chunks again. Make them even smaller. maybe for trying to get that handstand push-up, maybe getting upside down, maybe that's a bit too much to start with.
Yeah, so how am I going to, what can I break down to get to the
yeah, maybe, upside down? So it's like you can break your chunks down even smaller. Maybe it's asking for help. Maybe it's saying, you know, can someone else help me identify how I can break down those chunks even more? And then within your goal, if you're feeling hopeless, I think you have to really think about, really be honest with yourself and think, do I still want it? And what would help me to not feel so hopeless?
Yeah.
And that's where it comes back to, maybe you need a partner to do it with. Maybe that 5K training would be more fun if you were doing it with someone else. Maybe you need a coach. You know, there's all different kind of coaches out there that can help you achieve your goals.
Yeah.
And they can really help break things down. I know a lot of people who use coaches in various ways, especially in business, actually, because it helps them just have that clarity and identify where they need to go.
There's a whole amount of like leadership coaches. How can you help people?
And being a certified health coach myself, I know that I can help, really help other people identify how to break things down.
And I think when you say about hopeless, especially if something has externally been put on you, which is normally at work or something
like home.
Or at home, you need to speak up. And it's an awkward conversation sometimes, or a difficult one, but you need, there's no point you sitting there going, I have no idea how to do this. So either you need to go get some clarity from whoever set you the goal and go, what do you actually mean by this? Like, can you help me figure out these steps?
Mm-hmm.
Or just go, I don't want to do this anymore. Can we adjust it or modify it or something?
Mm-hmm.
Because chances are, you know, I get a goal set. I set my goals at work in October. Chances are by November, something's come along to muck them up. So, you know, I might look at my goals now and go, well, none of that applies anymore because we just didn't see X, Y, Z coming.
Mm-hmm.
Should we sit down and have a reassess and see what we can do about it? Rather than me sitting there going, I can't complete this. It's impossible because it doesn't apply anymore.
Ultimately, the process of achieving a goal is a journey. But you need to enjoy the journey because the journey is where you live your life. It's not really about the end goal. It's about how we get there. So don't make, you'll never be truly happy achieving that goal if you haven't enjoyed the process of getting there. So please let's just focus on making our journeys happy, making them something that we enjoy. They may be tough times, but they're also happy moments, you know, achieving those little chunks, being able to tick those things or score those things off the list. Don't make it an unhappy and stressful one, because if you do, your goal at the end just won't be worth it.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add one last thing, which was you don't always need to have a goal on the go, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So say your goal was to buy a house, and you're like, yes, I've bought my house. This is fantastic. You then don't immediately need to go, now I need to decorate it or reno it or put an extension on it or something. Just sometimes just be happy with the achievement. And then until the next obvious goal, you don't need to be working constantly, goal A, then B, then C, or even worse, which we didn't mention, having multiple goals that don't actually like relate to each other. So you know, you've got seven on the go and they're all competing with each other.
Yeah, you don't need to have a fitness goal, a health goal, a career goal, a home goal, a relationship goal, all at the one time. That's not cool, and it will just be a
go mess. Back to where goal comes from in my head, which is sport. You can only score one goal at one time.
Yes, there we go. That's a tagline. You can only score one goal at a time. There we go.
Tick.
So let's focus on those one goals.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now it's time for David's thought of the week.
Is that sticking?
I think so.
I was doing my warm-ups earlier, just in case.
Week. Thought of the week.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. I'm going to be listening back to this one. Jen, just shut up. Shut up.
I'm just going to edit that bit out.
Right. Thought of the week, David.
Thought of the week. No singing. No, adventure doesn't have to mean travel. So we hear all about like going on adventures and all of this kind of stuff, and it puts pressure on it. And some people, slightly relating back, have a goal. I want to travel to XYZ, you know, Australia, America, Mars, wherever. But for us, we've discovered, even though we now live in a different part of the world than where we came from, that adventure doesn't have to mean travel. It doesn't have to mean going far. It can be walking up and down your high street and seeing new things, or
going into a shop that you've never gone into before.
Or even just like we discovered in Glasgow, walking down the road and just looking up and going, wow, look at that architecture. I've never seen that before. Or I wonder why that building says 1927 on it. What does that mean? Where's that from? What did it used to be? You know,
I love going on mini adventures and going to the garden centre and having a look at all these different plants. And rather than just walking through them and going, oh, that's pretty, you know, I'll look at the little tag and see what they're called and like look at all these funny names. And it just feels like this little adventure and just being surrounded by the beauty of all the plants.
Yeah, so it could be literally anything. It could be your neighbourhood or your city or your suburb or, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be far. It doesn't have to be complicated or expensive.
Just have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, guess what time it is, David?
Tip of the week.
Oh, that's boring. Tip of the week.
I was trying to do my robot voice.
Yeah, I got that.
Or my singing voice.
My tip of the week is something really, really fun. I want you guys to go and watch a cartoon. Go and put on the TV or Netflix or whatever and watch a cartoon. You get extra bonus points if it's one from your childhood.
What would you watch from your childhood?
Oh, well, first of all,
if you had any option, because you can't get some.
First of all, if you want to watch stuff from your childhood, everything's on YouTube.
Yeah.
So check out YouTube for that. Oh, you've put me on the spot there, David. I mean, Rugrats is always a good one.
There's a lot of life lessons in Rugrats.
Definitely. I swear, if you go back and watch Rugrats as an adult, you're like, holy crap, this stuff is really deep. But also, it's really adult. There's some real adult themes going on in and some of the things that they say, you're like, how did they get away with that? Pokemon, always a good one.
The originals?
Yeah, the originals, but sometimes on the regular TV.
Yeah.
You get.
Although I'm just like, I don't know what this Pokemon is. I only know the original 150.
If you want a good tune in your head, Playdays, always a classic.
Yeah. I would have gone for Doug.
Oh, Doug's good. Recess.
Yeah.
Recess. There we go. Nickelodeon, that's where it's
Nickelodeon
at.
Nickelodeon was damn good.
But it has to be a cartoon. So none of this Sabrina the Teenage Witch or Clarissa Explains All.
No, because that's not a cartoon.
Exactly.
That was real life.
Yeah. Salem the Talking Cat.
I was 12.
And we may have lost some people here. So go watch a cartoon. Go watch something that you don't really need your brain cells for and something that's just going to make you smile and have a laugh. Oh, by the way, I think everybody would enjoy a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tom and Jerry. Either or. That's my tip. Go watch a Looney Tunes cartoon or Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favourite Looney Tunes?
Well, as in the character.
Well, just your favourite. Like, I really like Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner because there's never any words.
Yeah, that was good.
It's always just, mmm, mmm.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I like the hunter guy, hunting wabbits.
Oh, what was his name? Oh, well, that's something we need to look up.
Animaniacs Looney Tunes?
Animaniacs
was Warner Brothers.
Was Warner Brothers, yeah.
I like them.
There we go. Anyway.
Muppet Babies.
Oh, Muppet Babies, right. We're I think we're just naming different cartoons here. I should have known this was going to end up being like the biscuit debate of...
the great biscuit debate of episode 68.
That would be funny if it was 68. Anyway. As you guys always know, we always welcome questions and your thoughts. So you can email us at chasetheredgrape@outlook.com or comment on Facebook, on Instagram. Yeah, just let us know what you think. We always want to know.
What's your favourite cartoon?
Hello, Chase the Red Grape. What's your favourite colour?
Oh my Yellow.
Okay, right. We're going to let you go now. We hope you enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll see you all next week for more fun chat, random chat, and discussion. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.